Good morning, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host on Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to talk about today, as always. And we always start out with what's going on with the stats. And this is the week of March 31st to April 6th. And basically, there were 407 homes that sold last week, down from 500 the week before. And that was the end of the month. And the 31st was actually on a Sunday, so there weren't any sales then. So everything happened the week before. The median price of the single family home is $420,000. So that's down a little bit from the week before, but still in the range of what it does from week to week. Basically, the inventory increased by 170, and so that's at 5815 when it comes to the single-family homes. So when you're looking at the 407 and how that shakes down, under 250,000, there were 39 of them, 32 between 250 and 300, 112 between 300 and 400, 79 between 400 and 500, 125 between 500 and a million, and 20 of them over a million. So when you're looking at the months of inventory overall, we're at 3.3. Under 250, we're at 1.94. 2.15 between 250 and 300. 2.28, 300 and 400. 3.64 between 400 and 500, and then it goes 4 months between 500 and a million, and then we have 7.75 over a million. When you're looking at the list to ask price, we were overall at 97.75. Under 250, because they usually need some work, we're at 94.47. 250 to 300 jumped up to 99.37. It was at 98.5 when it was 300 to 400, 97.6, 97.77 up to a million. And then actually over a million was at 97.16. So this week didn't hold true to what it does a lot of times, that basically over a million, there's a little bit more wiggle room and that kind of thing as well. So they came in pretty close this week as well. When you're looking at condos, townhomes, and villas, basically there were 143 last week. It was 132 the week before, so that's a little bit opposite of the single-family homes. The median price was at 287.5, which didn't change from the week before, and the inventory increased by 64, and they're sitting at 29.10. So when you're looking at how everything shakes down for the condos, townhomes, and villas, of the 143, 48 of them were under 250, 26 between 250 and 300, 34 between 300 and 400, 22, 400 to 500, 13, 500 to a million, and none of them over a million. Now, inventory is sitting at 18 over a million, but there weren't any of them that sold last week. You're looking at 4.7 months of inventory, so a little higher than the single-family homes. Basically, 4.77 for the under 250, 3.84 from the 250 to 300, 4.97, 300 to 400, 4.42, 400 to 500, and 500 to a million, we're at 5.57. So that means that they're kind of sitting at a normal market. Between 4 and 6 months is what we call a normal market in the condos, townhomes, and villas. However, the the list to price ratio is still pretty close at 97.25, so right in line with the single family homes. Under 250, they were a little bit less at 96.16. Then they went up to 98.5, 96.8, 98.12, and 97, you know, across the board. So basically, there's a little bit of wiggle room, but not a lot when it comes to, you know, all of those things and looking at, you know, what's going on in there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, there was an article that came out and the best places to live in Florida, and there are some of them that are in our area. Now, this is a microcosm, and you know, I'm always talking about that real estate is extremely, extremely local. So you can look at a house that's in a subdivision across the street from yours that might be selling at a completely different price point than your subdivision is. Maybe it's higher, maybe it's lower, you know, whatever. But basically, when it comes down to it, you do have to be very concerned and look at the microcosm and look at the smallness. So real estate is, you know, very, very, very local. And so, you know, when you hear stuff on the news that's saying that this or that or whatever is happening, you know, in real estate, you really have to look at what's going on here. And that's part of the reason why we have a show, is because we wanted to make sure that we let you guys know what was going on in the particular neighborhoods. For example, in Central Florida, Lake Eola Heights is a neighborhood that they've got identified here, which only has 2,003 people in that area. The median household income of that area is $100,277, and the median home value is $377,388. 35% of the people own the property there. And basically, the reason that this is considered a good place to live is because of the schools, the price of the homes, and all of that kind of stuff. So that's the first one that's on our list. The second one that's on our list is College Park. And the population of College Park that they're including is 13,352. So more like a small town and everything College Park. The median household income there is $118,453. The median home value in College Park is $532,915. 73% own in that neighborhood. And you've got top public schools and private schools in that area. So that's, another area that they've singled out here. So as you know, all of the areas aren't going to be able to be identified, but I thought it was interesting, the few of them that are on this list. The next one they have on here is Delaney Park. The population of Delaney Park in the sample and the area that they're looking at are only 1,296 people. And the median household income there is $141,687. The median home value is $547,684. And 76% of the people own their own house there. Next, we have Orwin Manor, which that population in the city of Orlando is 1,939, and the median household income here is $169,317. The median home value is $683,481, and 63% of the people own their houses there. Next, we have Lawsona and Fern Creek, which is a population of 1,730. The median household income is $93,536, and the median home value is $425,845. So again, these are all areas that have good school districts and everything that are included in what they're saying. We have Lancaster Park, which has a population of 1,254. The median household income is $152,300. And the median home value is $457,781, and 67% of the people own their properties there. And then we have Baldwin Park, which is 15,332. A median household income is $151,007, and the median home value is $689,848, and of that, 43% own. So, and then we've just got two more that are in our area. The North Quarter, population 1637, median household income is $63,037, and the median home value is $231,886. So that's probably our lowest one. And then Audubon Park, which the population is 3,658. Median household income is $108,265. And the median home value is $422,598. So basically just interesting information out there for you. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, spring is here and there's a lot of stuff going on in real estate in Central Florida. I mean, the market hasn't necessarily picked up. I mean, we're pretty consistent as thing goes around. And as I've mentioned, I think last week and everything, the thing that I've noticed is that the market is so price sensitive. And so it's really, really, really important how you price your property, putting it on the market in today's world. And if you price it appropriately, you'll probably get above asking price. If you don't, then you're going to sit on the market. So, you know, it's reality is reality. It's like we can, you know, predict pretty well what the house is going to go for. And that's what we like to do. So when it comes to, you know, preparing your house for sale, the outside curb appeal is the first thing that we always like to talk about. And, you know, basically, you know, now the rain hasn't really started too much. I mean, I know it did rain this week and that kind of stuff, but basically, you know, the grass is starting to green up and everything. It doesn't have that winter, like kind of brown doldrums, like it kind of gets every once in a while. And, you know, like just putting flower pots or flowers out makes a huge difference in regards to the curb appeal and that kind of thing in what your house is going to look like. And the first hurdle is basically, you know, getting people to come to your house, obviously. But, you know, the saddest thing for most people, I think, is when you get people to come to your house and then they don't like it. From the outside, just of what they're seeing, and you know, it doesn't make sense. It's more of an emotional than a logical kind of a thing, but that's what the bottom line is what it is. And so there are many times when I've been with a buyer and we pull up to the house and they just don't even want to go in. And so it does make a huge difference, and you definitely want to make sure that, you know, you're on top of what's going on, you know, in your house and you know, just kind of looking around at the neighborhood and that kind of thing too, because it definitely can make a big difference. But, you know, the first thing that you want to look at is that you want to make sure that your yard is mowed and stuff like that. This time of year, there are usually little weeds and all that kind of stuff that are springing up, and they grow up faster than the grass. And so, you know, you want to make sure that that's taken care of and everything, and that you've gotten rid of the weeds or at least cut them down and everything so that your grass looks great. You want to remove old leaves and debris. You know, there's always storms, you know, blowing through. I mean, the storm that came through earlier this week, I mean, it wasn't really a big storm, but it might have blown some branches and that kind of stuff around. So you want to make sure that you're picking up all of that kind of stuff and picking up the leaves. Like I said, you want to get the grass growing. That would be a huge thing, that you want everything to look really good when people are pulling up. You might want to do a new coat of mulch. You know, just to make it look fresh and make everything stand out. And basically, I know in certain neighborhoods, there are certain colors of mulch that are required and all of that, which is just fine. But basically having it look good, not weeds coming up through the middle of it and all of those kinds of things. You want to make sure that you clean up the hedges and edges and more and all of that kind of thing. You want to trim back the trees and other plants that appear overgrown. You definitely, you know, want to do it. I know I sold a house a few months ago and they had some trees and they hadn't been trimmed actually for years. And so the new buyer was actually concerned about buying the house because they were concerned about the way that those trees looked, that when they, you know, trimmed them at this point, that they weren't going to look the way they were supposed to look because they had been neglected for so long. And, you know, so that's not necessarily every buyer, but it is a lot of buyers. And so do you want to eliminate, you know, the buyer that's going to pay the most money for your house because of those simple things? You have to look at it at your house, not from, you know, oh, I'm pulling into my house, but you have to look at it from a new eye of basically, you know, if you were pulling up to this house in the first time, you know, what would you see? What would you feel? What would you think? And that basically is the bottom line in regards to how you have to look at everything with fresh eyes. And then you want to consider the state of the structure itself. You know, do you need to power wash? Do you need to power wash the driveway, or do you need to power wash the sidewalk or anything like that? But basically, you know, there is probably some TLC, and this is a great time of year to do it because it's not too hot and not too cold. So basically it kind of gives you that weekend project that you can go out there and do and make all of the things look that much better. And then the last thing that I'm going to talk about here is adding the pop of color. And so that might be basically that you've got, you know, you put some annuals or something, you know, by the front door. Maybe they're in a pot. Maybe they're actually, you know, in the ground and everything. But making the house, you know, pop with color and that kind of thing really makes a huge difference when people are pulling up for that curb appeal. Because the last thing you want them to do is to know that the inside is great, but they're looking at the outside going, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go in and look at it because it's too much work. And there are definitely people that feel that way that do that, and that's not something that you're looking for. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So looking at Generation X, so they're not talking as much about the baby boomers anymore, although there are a lot of baby boomers that are still aging in place, but they're starting to look at the Generation Xers and see what are they going to do with their housing, you know, as they get a little bit older. And these are the people that were born between 1965 and 1980. And so many of them are facing an empty nest. And so now they're looking towards retirement and where they want to live. And they're thinking about their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And they want to grow older in their own home rather than move to a senior living community. And this is a lot of what's going on today with every, you know, with the baby boomers and everything too, is that they're looking at that type of living that they want to stay where they're at. Most in the Generation X, they are still amassing wealth, and they have a median income of $126,900, which they have more income to spend on future homes where they can age in place. And in 2023, 72% of Generation Xers were homeowners, and the millennials are only 55% are homeowners. One of the main things that the Generation Xers are looking for is that they would prefer showers instead of bathtubs. And the whole reason for that is, you know, tripping hazards and that kind of thing, that they don't want to climb over the bathtub to get in to take a shower and that kind of thing. You know, I do find that most people do still want a bathtub in the house, you know, whether they've got grandchildren coming over, toddlers. There's some people that just love taking baths and that kind of stuff, regardless of their age. But basically, you know, when it comes down to it, I do think that most people do want to have a bathtub in the house. But again, most people do like that walk-in shower where they can just walk right into it, not have to, you know, climb over the bathtub wall or whatever as it can be. Some of them aren't that tall, but still, they definitely, that's what they're kind of looking for. So basically, when it comes down to it, people are looking at more that they want to retire in place, stay where they're at, and all of that. So they're looking for that home. So most people are looking for the ranch when it comes to that, that one-story property, or at least the bottom floor has got a master bath and bedroom in it, so that they can, you know, live on the main floor if that's what they have to do. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So this article came out this week that I thought was very interesting, and it said that the analysts believe that home insurance crisis may be nearing an end. So I thought that was great news. I honestly haven't seen it too much in the rates when I'm working with people that are buying houses and that kind of stuff at the moment, but they're saying that basically it could come to an end now. So insurance insiders are optimistic about home insurance markets in Florida, saying rates are continuing to stabilize. So I guess that's a great thing. They're not increasing anymore. But it says a major hurricane could change things though. You know, last year we were pretty fortunate that there was just really one hurricane in one part of the state that you know, caused some damage or major damage. And basically that they can handle about two or three, the insurance companies, they kind of build in that they're going to have two or three major storms, you know, for the year. And so last year only having one probably helped out quite a bit. But basically, the statewide average premium to insure a single-family home increased 23.9% from $2,798 at the end of June of 2022 to $3,466 at the end of December 2023. So that's up, you know, about $700 or so, you know, which obviously is quite significant for everybody when you're looking at that. And the quarter to quarter growth fell to 2.6% of the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter. So that's down from a high of 4.8 between the first and second quarters of last year. So basically what they're saying is that when we're looking at what's happening right now, that that's actually a really good thing. So just so you know, the median price or the average premium right now is $3,466 for a single family home. So you can kind of take that and judge, you know, what you're paying and seeing if how it measures up and if there's something that you need to do or, you know, shop it. And I have found that I have to shop mine every year. And I find that when I do that, that I definitely save money. Most recently, I saved $1,000 in doing that. And so I just encourage everybody to do it. And another big thing that I talk about often, but I think is important for everybody to know to do here in this area to get your insurance premiums down, is to do a wind mitigation and a four-point inspection, possibly, depending on the age of your home. And with those two things, they can decrease your insurance for 4 years. It costs, you know, maybe $200, $250 or whatever to do those inspections. And then with that, you're going to save about $1,000 a year on your premium. So it's well worth it. So you're going to save about $4,000 over 4 years, and it's only going to cost you $250. So in my book, that's a great return on investment in order to do that. And if you need some inspectors, just give us a call and we'll be happy to point some out to you and that kind of thing in order to do that. Basically, the average statewide premium to insure a condo increased by 22.9% too in that same 18-month period. It went from $1,343 to $1,650. So you might think, well, why is a condo so much cheaper? And basically, the bottom line is that the condos always, the outside of the condos, the roof, you know, all of those kinds of things are usually insured, and that payment is included in your condo fee. So this is just your individual condo unit insurance that is at $1,650 a year on average, up from $1,353 versus a single family home at $3,466. So basically, if you're looking at the whole budget for your condo association, I'm sure that they have some additional, you know, insurance things and that kind of thing in there as well. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, you can call or text 407-566-2555, 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, in looking at this insurance and why it's stabilizing and what's happening really is that there are more insurers that are entering the market. So there are basically new insurance companies that are coming back into the market. So obviously with more competition and everything, then that obviously opens things up as well. The insurers are back in black. So basically they're making money now, which they haven't before. They, you know, the top 50 companies posted an underwriting loss for the eighth straight year, and the combined loss was $190.8 million, which was lower than the losses of $1.8 billion in 2022 and $1.52 billion in 2021. So obviously, that's a huge thing. There are reduced litigation costs. So one of the big problems with insurance in Florida is that there were a lot of homeowners that actually sued the insurance company for claims and that kind of stuff. So there's some legislation that went into effect and really some things that really helped. And basically, the number of lawsuits fell by 13.2% between 2022 and 2023. So I think that's good too. So basically, there were 44,550 lawsuits in 2022, and in 2023, there were 36,678. So, and that's your 13.2% decrease. So there's still a lot of lawsuits going on out there and that kind of thing. But basically, when it comes down to it, that, you know, insurance is a huge thing when it comes to buying a house. So the next thing that it's talking about are lower rate hikes and some reductions. And so that's obviously, you know, something that's very exciting for everybody to look at and know and everything as well, because basically when it comes down to it, everybody's looking at their pocketbooks and trying to make the best decision for your family. And I know that a lot of times you go, gosh, you know, I'd really just like to be loyal and do the right thing and all of that kind of stuff. But basically the bottom line is that we all need to look at, you know, what's going on, what we can do and everything to make it better and everything. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, hurricanes are somewhat a way of life, not just here in Florida, but all over the East Coast and along the Gulf Coast there. And so they're more and more prevalent. You know, if we didn't have those, there would be something else. But basically, you know, when it comes down to it, the insurance fraud has been the biggest challenge in regards to what has happened with causing all of these insurance rate hikes and everything to happen. And so a lot of that has slowed down. And so in my opinion, slowed down, slown, I don't think is a great word, but basically when it comes down to it, that's what we all, you know, want to see, is that we don't mind paying for, you know, something that is of value to us, but we don't want to overpay. And so that's what it comes down to in these particular circumstances. So there was a study that was done and looking at Florida as well and seeing, you know, what counties sell the fastest and what's going on. And so it just kind of highlights the median price of some of the counties that are in the area and everything, and how many houses sold. So this was looking at a period of, I believe it was just looking at 1 month and what it was looking at. And in Osceola County, the median sale price of a home is $384,995. So we talked about the median price of a sale of a house is $420 for the overall area, but Osceola County was $384,995, and there were 735 homes that sold there. Marion County, the median sales price is $275,000, and there were 767 homes that sold there. Wow, I'm going to have to finish this in the next segment. In order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555 and find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was starting last segment to go through the how fast properties sell and the median price points of some of the counties that are in Central Florida here. So basically, I think I'll just go ahead and do them again real quick. So Osceola County, the median sales price is $384,995, and there were 735 that sold in a month. Marion County, the median sales price is $275,000, and there were 767 homes that sold there. Sumter County, median sales price is $370,000, and 164 homes sold there. Polk County, median price is $319,995, and 1,168 homes sold. Lake County, median sales price is $373,385, and 564 homes sold. Orange County, $425,375, and 1,261 homes sold. And Seminole County, $397,000, and total homes sold was $489,000. So my guess is that this is not just homes. This is also, you know, condos and all of that kind of stuff, because that's more the median price of everything. But basically, it kind of gives you an idea in regards to what's going on in each particular county, right? And so when I'm working with somebody, like basically there's a lady that's in town right now, and she's from New York, and, you know, she wants to spend between $200 and $400, and she wants to get an Airbnb, and she wants it to be successful and all that kind of good stuff. And so, you know, we're working with her in different options in regards to what she could do. And we had the meeting before she got here to really go over, you know, like what her goals are and what she wants to do and all of those kinds of things. And what we determined, basically, that there's two options for her, you know, to do the Airbnb. One of them would obviously be in the Disney area, which is what she was thinking of. But, you know, in a single family home there, she's going to have to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 or so with a pool. The cheapest one that we found was like $358, I believe. And then, you know, they go up from there. And so that's basically, if you're getting something that's, you know, in the counties surrounding Disney that are in the short-term rental communities where you can really start, you know, getting a home there. Or we found if we went out to like Marion County and actually bought a property on a lake. And so, you know, looking at the Airbnb rates or the VRBO, vacation rental by owner site and everything to see, you know, basically what the biggest return for your dollar is, we found that actually going into some of those areas in Marion County, some of those in Lake County, Sumter County, you know, all of those that are kind of off there, you know, kind of out there by the villages, but not really, but they're actually on lakes and they're, you know, homes, no homeowners association. And the homes are in the neighborhood probably between 200 and 300 from what we found. And they're kind of turnkey, ready to go. And they're getting a higher return than the houses are from Disney. And, you know, I'm working with one of my agents on this, and, you know, we were looking at the times, you know, looking at Google Maps and that kind of stuff to see how long it would take to get from those lake houses, you know, in those outlying counties off the turnpike to Disney, versus how long it would take to get from like a place in Davenport that might be by Champions Gate or, you know, on 27 or something like that. And because of the traffic that we have right here in Central Florida, it might take 10 to 15 minutes longer to get from that place that might be 40 or 50 miles away than it does from the place that might be 10 miles away from Disney because of the traffic in today's environment. So it's kind of crazy from that standpoint. But if you could, you know, venture into the vacation rental market, you know, at a house for $200,000 versus $400,000, making more per night, it kind of only makes sense. And so, you know, basically, we take everybody's circumstances, situations, you know, all of that kind of thing to actually see what's the best thing in regards to what you want to do and how you want to do it. Now, we're not saying that you wouldn't want to buy a vacation rental closer to Disney, because there are some of them that are actually very close that would have a higher return on investment and that kind of stuff too. But if your budget's only $400,000, you might be better off, you know, going to those outlying areas in the meantime. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, remember to call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I'm going to talk about a vacation rental as our home of the week, basically, you know, for this week. And it is actually in a vacation rental community. And it doesn't take you too long to get to Universal or Disney, because it's in the Story Lake community. So I don't know if all of you are familiar with the Story Lake community, but it's a community that it's probably between 5 and 10 years old. I believe there might be still a few houses that are being built on there, but it's pretty much built out. It's kind of located between Osceola Parkway and 192. There is actually a road that goes through, you know, from Osceola Parkway to 192 right there. And so it's actually a great cut through, you know, going through there. All of these homes are actually in gates. So basically what they've done is they've got a road that goes through the community. And then on either side of that road, there are multiple, you know, communities with gates and everything like that in there. So in this Story Lake community, there are some homes that are definitely short-term rental and some of them that are not. So this one is a short-term rental. It is a townhouse. It is a 5-bedroom, 4-bath with a pool, and it's located on a lake. So it's beautiful. It's got all of that stuff. Now, from Story Lake to Disney, because it's just straight down Osceola Parkway, not too far from where it intersects with 417. And so you've got the Gaylord Palms, and then, which I think that's still the name of that hotel right there. And then, you know, you're right there on Osceola Parkway, you know, on Disney property in probably 5 to 10 minutes. So definitely, you know, that property would be a great situation for that. You don't run into the hustle bustle. You could get on 4, you could get on International Drive or something to get, you know, pretty close to Universal, take 535, lots of options in order to get to those other places. So this, again, is a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house. It is in a rental program, so it does have bookings in place right now. Comes furnished. So it's a great family home and everything for you if you wanted to have something that's there for you short term and everything that you could use when it isn't rented. But then it's got plenty of opportunity and everything to do that outside of that. So the price point for this one is in the high 500s. And again, it's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath home. You know, these things are beautiful. It was built in 2016, I believe. So just about 8 years old. And it's got tile throughout the first floor. You know, obviously all the upgrades. And like I said, it does come furnished. So it's a great property. So, you know, reach out to us and we can get you all the numbers in regards to how much the property is bringing in on a consistent basis and everything like that. So you've got all your bills being paid by the people that are using it when you're not there. And so it gives you that great second, you know, home or investment income for a little bit of a price. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.